This afternoon here in this place at 4:30, we had a service of worship with the imposition of ashes that was designed primarily for children. And one of the things that I wanted to do with the children was to talk about where these ashes come from, the composition of them. And indeed, some of you know the tradition of burning palms from last year, from last year's Palm Sunday celebration. And a few of you even brought in palms from last year so that they might be burned, and they are a part of the ashes in that bowl that we'll be placing on our foreheads in a few minutes. As I was getting ready for that service, I was doing a little bit of research on the internet about resources for children and prayers that we might use, and came across one person's comment of having done such a service with children and having noted that some of the children at that service were very concerned that the ashes might still be hot, that they might hurt. And so the suggestion was to make sure that children knew that the ashes weren't going to hurt. Well, none of our children who are here today thought they were hot. They weren't frightened by them. And indeed, our ashes don't hurt. They might scratch a little bit, annoy you a little bit. The ashes don't hurt, but in another sense, they are hurt. They represent hurt. Ashes often are a result of great pain and great anguish. Some of you may have been watching the State of the Union speech on television last night with preparations for the speech on one side of the screen and on the other a fire in the cabin in the mountains of California, a tragic end of a tragic spiral of violence, and ashes hurt. Or when we think of the increasing number of wildfires destroying not only forests, but homes, very likely due to climate change, we know that ashes hurt. Human actions, human behaviors, human decisions hurt. So when we wear those ashes tonight, in some ways we're reminding each other of hurts. Hurts that have been done to us, hurts that we impose on others. It's a very visible sign. I told the children of 4:30 a story about when I was about 4 or 5 years old. In fact, I was in kindergarten when my sister and I, she's 11 months older than I am, so we're close enough to be very close, and also to have had lots of fights when we were young. I can't even remember what the circumstances of the fight were. All I can remember is that at one point I was so scared of her that I went racing up the stairs to my bedroom and jumped under the bed covers and hid. She came racing behind me with a baseball bat in her hand, saw a lump under the bed, and just swung. Got me right there. I learned the meaning of goose egg after that incident. And indeed, I remember going to school with this large, large bump on my forehead, this very visible manifestation of a profound hurt. I still remember the physical pain of her hurting me. But I also, as I look back on it, remember something else. I remember almost a sense of pride in that kindergarten classroom as people asked me about this bump. I remembered the way I could look down upon my sister who had done such a wrong to me, who had caused such pain. And looking back now, I recognize that I was causing hurt to her, holding it against her, feeling higher than her because she had hurt me. Our ashes tonight represent so many different kinds of hurts that we inflict on one another and that are inflicted upon us, but they also represent something more. Because we are here to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ as it is proclaimed to us, that there's forgiveness for my sister, There's forgiveness for me. There's forgiveness for each of us. There's forgiveness for our communities when we find our communities in conflict with one another. We hear Paul speaking of the hurts that have been imposed upon him as he's proclaimed the gospel, and yet still his joyous proclamation of the good news, whatever the persecution, whatever the strife. As we began the service this evening, and I was about to read the words for the collect, our call and response, for a moment I thought it was a typo because I wanted to read, "Let us pay." I looked more closely and realized, no, it had been typed correctly, "Let us pray." But I think sometimes when we come before God and we acknowledge our sin, we acknowledge our hurts or the ways that we have hurt others, we think, oh, we must pay. There are consequences to sin and hurts. But when we bring them before God, we don't hear the words, "Let us pray." We hear the words, "Let us pray." Let us offer ourselves on this night and in this season of Lent in humility and in honesty, acknowledging the hurts we have caused others, forgiving the hurts that have been caused to us. And in this season of prayer and forgiveness, once again come to that place of the good news that Jesus Christ yet has.